From the team at news.com.au, this is the latest from the newsroom.
Australia mourns the Bondi attack. It is Judgment Day for Bruce Lehrman, and Ryan Gosling hilariously says goodbye to his Barbie character, Ken. That is coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It is Monday, the 15th of April. Well, flags around Australia will be flown at half-mast today to pay tribute to those who lost their lives in the Bondi attack. The sails of the Sydney Opera House will also be lit up with a black ribbon tonight. Six people were killed at the shopping centre on Saturday in an attack that has shocked the nation. Anthony Albanese was questioned about the incident on 60 Minutes last night. Here's what he had to say.
The police have released information that says this offender was known to them, that welfare checks had been done on him. You know, is it right for the community to feel that they've been let down in some way by how we deal with mental illness and the dangers it can potentially pose?
Look, we can always do better when it comes to mental health, but I think it's very difficult for anyone to have foreseen that this man would engage in activity like this.
Moving on, it's a big day for Bruce Lehrman. The judge in his defamation trial against Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson is set to hand down his ruling today. We'll have full coverage on news.com.au. Overseas, things continue to go from bad to worse in the Middle East. There are now concerns that war could break out between Israel and Iran. Iran launched a direct attack on Israel over the weekend, firing a wave of hundreds of missiles and drones, most of which were intercepted. Experts say that Israel is almost certain to retaliate at some stage, despite pleas from the United States for calm. Here's National Security Spokesperson John Kirby.
The president's been clear. We don't want to see this escalate. We're not looking for a wider war with Iran. I think, you know, the coming hours and days will tell us a lot.
To showbiz now, Ryan Gosling has officially broken up with his Barbie character, Ken. The actor hosted Saturday Night Live over the weekend and farewelled the character by singing a version of Taylor Swift's song All Too Well.
Oh, that sweet definition of my washboard abs. Singing Indigo Girls in the car with Babs. If I said that I was doing fine, you know I'd be lying. 'Cause I was just Ken, and now I'm just Ryan.
And speaking of Taylor Swift, she was in the crowd at Coachella over the weekend with her boyfriend Travis Kelce. They watched the Bleachers perform as well as Ice Spice. One of the highlights of the festival was the reunion of No Doubt, who performed together on stage for the first time in 9 years. Tell you what, she still sounds pretty good, doesn't she? All right, we'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport, well, Tiger Woods had an absolute shocker at the Masters. He finished in last place with 16 over for the tournament. Despite the poor result, the 48-year-old sounded somewhat upbeat as he continues to work his way back from injury.
It was a good week. It was a good week all around. I think that coming in here and having not have played, you know, a full tournament in a very long time, it was a good fight on Thursday and Friday. Unfortunately, yesterday didn't quite, you know, turn out the way I wanted to. Today, the round that I, the way that Tom is playing is what I thought I had in my system. Unfortunately, I just didn't produce it.
Hang in there, Tiger. And in tennis, Stefanos Tsitsipas won the Monte Carlo Masters over the weekend, defeating Casper Ruud in the final. Ruud knocked out Novak Djokovic of the tournament a day earlier, with the world number one taking his frustrations out on a noisy crowd member.
Hey, Kenza.
Oh.
Novak, you naughty boy. 50 cents in the swear jar, please. All right, you are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminole found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Park Lee Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.